This is Philip Roberts, Extension Entomologist with the University of Georgia, and this Pest Patrol update is being taped on Tuesday, August the 4th. Well, insects continue to be a mixed bag depending on your location or where you are in the state of Georgia. As a whole, insect pest pressure is generally low, I would say lower than average. But with that said, there are treatments being made for plant bugs, stink bugs, as well as spider mites in some areas. We're also seeing an increase in silverleaf whitefly infestations, and some initial treatments have been made for whiteflies. Now, a little more on spider mites, as we have had to treat spider mites in some areas of Georgia. Now, the spider mite threshold is when 50% of plants are showing injury symptoms and populations are increasing. Now, when we talk about mite injury, it is important that we're monitoring for and recognize minor mite injury symptoms early. Now, these early symptoms of injury can be recognized by yellow stippling, especially on the folds of leaves. Now, if you see injured leaves, it's a good idea to use a hand lens and confirm mites are still present, as sometimes these mite populations can crash. Now, multiple insecticides are recommended, and commonly used products include abamectin and Zyl. Vertento, a recently labeled product by Syngenta, is also very active on mites, as well as plant bugs, stink bugs, and jacids. So Vertento is also an option for mites, as well as those other pests mentioned. Now, one attribute of Vertento, it does offer very good residual activity. A little on jacids. So we've now detected jacids in 16 counties. These counties basically are in a line from, I would say, Decatur County and move east to Appling County. Anything south of that line, we've detected jacids. Now, agents and consultants have reported that jacids are becoming easier to find in these counties and are reporting some hopper burn on individual plants. Now, most of these plants with hopper burn are on what we term indicator plants. These are plants on the edges of the field that may be off by themselves, or plants in the field near a skip or a wheel track. Now, we want to continue to monitor jacids, and we're going to use a threshold of one jacid per leaf. Now, when sampling for jacids, we want to look at the fourth main stem leaf below the terminal on at least 25 plants, and we would treat if jacids average one per leaf. Now, we do not want to overreact when we start seeing jacids in the field, but we do need to be timely. We do not need to be late once we do get to our threshold. Now, whitefly populations have increased significantly recently. Now, the highest populations we're observing are in areas where we typically observe and need to treat whiteflies. Now, one thing that's always important when you detect whiteflies in a field, conservation of beneficial insects should be a priority. So when targeting other pests with insecticides, let's try to use products which are least disruptive. Now, it's extremely important that we're not late with a needed whitefly treatment. If we get behind on whiteflies, cost of control will increase and will likely not be as effective as timely management programs. With that, we'll close. Check back soon for another update of the Pest Patrol Hotline. And as always, if you have additional questions about the insect situation in your area, call your county agent.